Hello, welcome to Rock and or Roll. I'm your reluctant host, BJ. I have to say, last year, 2014, was probably the worst year ever as far as new music is concerned. So I didn't even bother to do a best of 2014 episode. But this year has been much better, so let's do it. I'm going to count down my top 10 favorite albums of 2015. As of now, these are my top 10 favorite albums to be released this year. It's hard for me to believe that a new album by The Darkness doesn't rank higher than this for me, but coming in at number 10 is the new Darkness album Last of Our Kind. And this record was very disappointing for me. I really loved the band's album from 2012 called Hot Cakes, and this record just does not compare to that record at all. There are some really good songs, but it seems like Justin Hawkins took a certain approach to a lot of the songwriting that I guess I don't appreciate. It does seem purposeful, but there's a strange approach to the arrangements and the melodies on these songs, and they just aren't as fun and catchy. Let's hear my favorite song from the album, and of course the poppiest, catchiest song, a song called Sarah O'Sarah, which is good, but it would have been maybe the 7th or 8th best song on Hot Cakes.
Yeah!
So after the Helicopters broke up, frontman Nick Anderson started working on a solo album that turned into a new band, which he calls Imperial State Electric. And with this band, Nick has taken the 70s homage aspects of the Helicopters and really focused on that. Imperial State Electric, to me, just sounds like a tribute to 70s rock, which of course I'm on board with. The band's new album, Honk Machine, is really fun, but one song stands out for me, a great song by Imperial State Electric from Honk Machine, number 9 on my top 10 of 2015. This is a song called All Over My Head.
Is that a dark cloud over my head? Is that a voice that I'm seeing red? Was that me and was it something you just said? Was that a mad look I caught in your eye? Secret signals or a trick of the light? Are the blues wrapped in cold or am I way behind? I don't seem to see the signs. I keep looking at a really blue track. To lose.
At number 8 on my list is an album called No Control by a band out of Nashville called Turbo Fruits. And this is the band's 4th record, but as far as I can tell, it's quite different from their earlier, more garage rock sounding stuff. This is just good power pop. Check out my favorite song from the album, No Control by Turbo Fruits. This is a song called No Reason to Stay.
I'm not afraid to die.
At number 7 on my list is the new album by an old favorite of mine, Irish rockers Ash. It's hard to believe that their first album came out more than 20 years ago now. The band's new album, Kablamo, is really good, but not great. Ash, for me, hit their peak with Meltdown. I love that record. They've done some great stuff since then, but nothing as solid as Meltdown. We already heard one of the songs from this record called Machinery. Now here's probably my favorite song from Kablamo by Ash, a song called Hedonism.
One more.
At number six on my list is an album called Symbolic Dream by a band called Warm Soda. This band was originally formed by Matthew Melton in Oakland in 2012, but last year, Melton relocated the band to Austin, Texas. This is Warm Soda's third album and definitely the best so far. Really good power pop songs all the way through. We already heard one song called I Know the Cure. Here's my favorite song from Symbolic Dream by Warm Soda. Great song called Crying for a Love. All right, we've made it to the top five of the year, and at number five on my list is the debut full-length album by a band from Philadelphia called Cheerleader. This band formed in 2012 and released a single and an EP last year, but this record, which is called The Sunshine of Your Youth, it's their first full-length album. Like I said, it's a great record all the way through, kind of a throwback to the shoegaze stuff from the 80s, especially production-wise, I guess, but great songwriting, great hooks. I love the melodies on this record, and the record sounds great as well. This is really impressive stuff. Thanks, Matt, by the way. We already heard the title track, The Sunshine of Your Youth by Cheerleader. Here's another song from the record, great song by Cheerleader called The Quiet Life. At number four on my list is an 8-song album called Ripe for Love by a guy who calls himself Young Gov. Young Governor, or Young Gov, is actually what Canadian songwriter Ben Cook calls his solo project. Cook has a lot of balls in the air, including being a part of Canadian hardcore band Fucked Up. He had his own hardcore band No Warning and a killer pop punk band called Marvelous Darlings. He does a lot of stuff. He also does songwriting and production work for other artists, etc. I'm hoping to have this guy on the podcast at some point, but until then, I'll just have to rave about this Young Gov album, Ripe for Love. That's the number 4 and then L-U-V, and Young Gov, Gov is G-U-V. This is brilliant stuff. The title track, which we already heard, is obviously an homage to Prince, but the best songs on this record are brilliant power pop songs. Truly inspired stuff. Check out my favorite song from the album, Ripe for Love by Young Gov. Maybe my favorite song of the whole year. Love this song. It's called Kelly, I'm Not a Creep. At number three on my list, one of my very favorite bands of the 21st century, a Swedish hard rock band called the Backyard Babies. But it's been 7 years since these guys released an album, which was a self-titled record and a big disappointment. In the meantime, singer Nick Borg and guitarist Dragon have released solo albums, and Dragon was in Michael Monroe's band for a while. But finally, the Backyard Babies are back, baby. 2001's Making Enemies is Good and 2003's Stockholm Syndrome, two of my favorite records of that decade. And while this new one, which is called 4x4, isn't nearly as good as those records, it's better than the last record and definitely one of my favorite albums of the year. Only 9 songs on this record, which is kind of disappointing, but good stuff. We already heard a great track called Piracy. Now let's hear the best song from the record. This song is really great. You'll be singing along by the end. One of the best songs of the year for sure. Song by Backyard Babies from 4x4 called Never Finish Anything.
Everybody can never finish anything, never finish anything. Whenever you're around, there'll be trouble. Never finish anything, never finish anything. Whenever you're around, there'll be trouble again. No solution, no problem. Erotic irony. Never finish anything. Never finish anything. Whenever you're around, there'll be trouble. Never finish anything. Never finish anything. Whenever you're around, there'll be trouble again. No solution, no problem.
Thank you.
At number two on my list, my second favorite album of 2015. Look, I had high hopes for this record, really high hopes. And even though I was pretty disappointed, it's still my second favorite record of the year. This is the best contemporary band out there, and definitely, definitely the best American rock band to surface in way too many years. Absolutely killer band out of Atlanta called The Biters. And these guys have been releasing amazing EPs and singles for years, but this is actually their first full-length record. It's called Electric Blood, came out on Earache Records. They had a single last year called Indigo, which blew my mind. That song was a pop masterpiece. But for the record, they kind of went back to basics, and it's really good. There's so little good rock and roll being made anymore that the Biters, unfortunately, don't have a lot of competition, especially in the U.S. So while I might have had great expectations for this album that it didn't quite meet, it has grown on me, and it's really good. We already heard the title track, Electric Blood. Let's hear my favorite song from the album by the Biters, a song called Dreams Don't Die.
Chasing the wind again and again, I'm on the board.
right. So we've arrived at number one, my favorite album of 2015. And this one might be cheating a little since most of these songs were released last year. But this 12-song compilation came out this year. And it was the first time that the songs were commercially released to the masses. So at number one, my favorite album of the year of 2015, it's a record called Year of the Fan Club by Ginger Wildheart. So for a 12-month period, I think, I guess from April 2014 to April 2015, something like that, Ginger, who is the legendary frontman for a legendary UK band called the Wildhearts, Ginger had a fan club or membership or a subscription service type deal called GASS, G-A-S-S, which stood for Ginger Associated Secret Society. You sign up for this, and among other things, you were given access to, I think, 5 downloads per month, mostly new material. I think at least 3 new songs per month, and then sometimes you would get a demo or a cover version. Ginger has always been insanely prolific, and I guess this GASS project just took that to the next level. The quality of the material that Ginger released through this subscription service, as usual, was stunning. And while, of course, most fans would argue with the songs that were selected for this compilation, Year of the Fan Club, I mean, it was 50 or 60 songs whittled down to 12. Even though some of the best songs, even in my opinion, weren't included, it's still a great collection of songs. One conversation remember was a place where the weather had forced me to stay. A man with my accent and a face full of stories had caused me to look his way. A few drinks of whiskey had bought me his story. I looked in his eyes as he looked back in mine. I'm off in the morning to the northeast of England to leave. The most recent Ginger-related news is that he has canceled some gigs due to being diagnosed with clinical depression, which seems to go along with being a genius sometimes. So, I mean, what can I say? I hope you find a way to feel better, Ginger, because we need you. Rock fans need you more than most of us know.
With the first sign of light came the last day of summer. Park in the car to see long distance runners. Sat holding hands thinking how far we've come this year. As the sun disappeared, somehow it feels like it's all back to normal. Talking is easy and touching informal. It's strength and foundation for the next time the storm arrives, and get on with our lives, and we're all out, we're down, we're back, we're gone, we're all, we're down, we're back, we're gone. In solemn acceptance of days turning cold, and sadness of just getting older and older, when mournful new music is all that the soul will allow. Then the last days are now, and we're all, we're down, we're back, we're gone, we're all, we're down.
So there you have it, my top 10 personal favorite albums to have been released this year, 2015. And even though Gene Simmons might have been onto something, it sometimes does seem like rock and roll is dead, or dying at least. I have to say, some really great rock music came out this year, so is there hope? I don't know. But I'll be looking forward to the next Spiders album. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, my favorite albums of 2015. And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
So if you're a long-time listener to the podcast, hopefully the name Pagliaro means something to you. Michele Pagliaro is one of the greatest unsung, unknown songwriters in the history of rock, out of Montreal, who wrote some stunning pop singles in the 70s. Just astonishing. And I've played a lot of them on the show. Listen to my old Canada episode. I played Some Sing, Some Dance on the 50th episode. I played Sure Maybe on one of the Vinyl Countdown episodes. I've played Pagliaro on several episodes. So anyway, one of my longtime listeners, one of Pagliaro's Canadian comrades, he lives in Montreal. Okay, Simon, I'll give your name a shot here. Please forgive me if I mispronounce it. Simon Photo. Sorry, Simon. Simon has, he's one of the first people way back when who sent me a message and gave me feedback on this show. He's been around for a long time. Actually, Simon got my hopes up about trying to get Pagliaro to come on the podcast at one point, but that didn't happen. I guess Pagliaro is not big on interviews. But anyways, Simon's in the record business in some capacity, and I guess he played a role in putting together a Pagliaro tribute album in Canada, and he sent it to me. He was kind enough to send it to me knowing I was a big fan, and my favorite cover version of a Pagliaro song on that tribute was done by a guy named, now again, I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name. It's R-E-M-I is his first name. So Remy, C-H-A-S-S-E. So Remy Chassé, maybe. I tried to find on YouTube where somebody pronounced it, but I couldn't. This guy did a very interesting and cool version of J'entends Frappé, however you pronounce it. Cool Pagliaro song, one of Pagliaro's more bluesy rock songs. And this guy, Remy Chassé, however the fuck you say it, he did a really cool take on that song. It was interesting and inventive, and I really liked it. So I researched this guy, Remy, further, and I found that he was a finalist last year on the Canadian version of The Voice, which nobody as cool as this guy has been on the fucking American version of The Voice. But anyway, this guy, Remy, Remy Chassé, however you say it, he put out an album this year. And I gave it a listen, and it's not a great record, but there's one song on there that I love. I'm really into this song by Remy Chassé. So that's what I'm going to leave you with. It's in French, and I don't speak French either, but it doesn't really matter because this is a great song with a great melody. It's called Sans Adieu by Remy Chassé. I'm probably butchering the pronunciation of his name. But anyways, check it out. Great song. Till next time.
J'espérais trouver l'amour, j'ai trouvé l'indifférence. J'ai cherché les mots pour m'arracher à la souffrance. J'ai peine à croire que tu vas t'en aller sans rien me dire. Après les regards, les clins d'œil, les fous rires. C'était quoi notre aventure? J'attendais comme un pantin accroché à un fil. Comme si pour toi j'étais le dernier des imbéciles. Pendant que j'essayais de t'aller, d'écarter les doutes. De mener mon cœur et ma tête sur une fausse route. C'était quoi notre aventure? C'était quoi notre aventure? J'attends pas. Soin de souffler sur les cendres. Êtes-vous encore ensemble? À quoi peut-on s'attendre? J'ai pas de nouvelles non plus, mais plus ça va, moins j'en veux. J'ai trop d'orgueil pour être un éternel amoureux. Tant de messages sans retour. Tant de peine et de détresse.
ghetto. Je tasse les songes qui blessent et qui rongent mon ego. Je passe l'éponge et passe et repart à zéro. Pourquoi les mensonges et les mirages et les esquives? Pourquoi le vide et puis le silence et la dérive? J'attends pas de réponse. J'ai laissé tomber mon alliance au grand jour. Elle me torturait trop. Et tranquillement s'enfonce. Se laisse oublier les erreurs de parcours, les peines et les faux espoirs. Sans adieu ni au revoir. Pourquoi les mensonges et les mirages et les esquives? Pourquoi les pénibles puis le silence et la dérive? J'attends. J'ai laissé tomber mon ambiance au grand jour. Je torturerai tout. Tranquillement s'enfonce. Se laisse oublier
I'll be back.
Les erreurs de parcours. Ce laborieux détour.